Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 206. So today we are joined by Glenn Dimandal of GDI. We were previously joined by Glenn in episode 200, where he discussed more of his origin story, his personal experience and journey in SEO, web development, and of course, his experience in the US. So it's an interesting episode. In this episode, we deep dive a little bit more into GDI itself. And I think there's a lot to learn here for business owners in the West, the opportunity for using Philippine-based agencies as well as staff outsourcing. So I certainly learned a lot, and I hope you will too. If you want any of the show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/206. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, again, I'm happy to be joined by Glenn Dimandal. Hi, Glenn. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. Thanks for joining us again. Look, Glenn, we've had you on the podcast previously to discuss SEO. You know, despite it now being such a absolutely critical piece in almost any business, we actually surprisingly speak very little about SEO on this podcast. We're focused, obviously, on outsourcing, but I really do think that SEO, web development, content, and also sort of graphics and video, creative content, all of that is probably the best sector that can be outsourced, and it's probably one of the sort of go-to areas to be outsourced. So I'm really glad to have you on board. I suppose initially, for those that haven't listened to the previous podcast we did together, do you want to just introduce yourself and GDI?
Yeah, I'm Glenn Dimandal. I've been doing SEO for a decade now, since 2008. I've spent the better part of my career working for Fortune 500 companies in the US. So Emerson Electric was the last one before I went full on with my own agency. We founded GDI in 2013, and I left the corporate world in 2015 for good to focus on my own business. So far, so good. We handle about 60 websites for about 20 different clients, 70% of which are from the UK and the US, and 30% of which are from the Philippines and other countries in the Asia Pacific. So, yeah.
Fantastic. And so I suggest everyone outsources, and there's two kind of outsourcing approaches. One of them is outsourcing the jobs that isn't core to your company. Commonly done things are like accounting and also SEO and web development and the very kind of technical aspects of your business. Then there is staff outsourcing, which is more core to your business, and you actually basically keep them as a part of the business. And, you know, funnily enough, we talk more about staff outsourcing, but really it's an absolute hidden gem. The sort of opportunities to find standard sort of agencies in the Philippines that can outperform your local agencies and, of course, are most likely far more cost-effective as well. So it's probably a topic that I should spend more time on. Glenn, you have a blend of clients from the US, overseas, and the Philippines. How do you attract your clients? Is it kind of online? Is everything through SEO and Google searches now? Or is there still a relationship-based aspect to building your client book?
Well, the cornerstone of our company in particular has always been relationships. So if your listeners caught me on the last podcast, I mentioned that we started this company as, you know, basically side projects that were given to me by my fellow managers in the US at the time. And it grew to such an extent that I started enlisting some help. And that was kind of the seed of our company. And our identity has not changed since. We have always been big believers in doing good work for our clients. And when you do good work for our clients, they tend to refer you to, you know, other people. So I would say the majority of the clients that we do take in come from referrals. Although we are an SEO agency, so it would look totally bad for us to, you know, not be ranking for SEO related keywords in the Philippines. It's like being a carpenter without your own house. So we put some effort into that. So if you Google things like SEO Philippines or SEO agency Philippines or SEO company Philippines, we do rank on the first page, and that drives some of our clients. Even for more piecemeal tasks like copywriting in the Philippines or link building in the Philippines, I think we rank very near the top of that. So that one's as much for show as it is, you know, a lead generation tool. But I would say that the best clients we have, the more lasting relationships, are driven by, you know, referrals from existing clients.
Fantastic. And, you know, I can't stress this enough to our listeners, to people overseas. If you're sitting in, let's say, New York, or you're sitting in London, or wherever you are in the world, there is now very little benefit, very little upside, very little reason to look for agencies that are sitting locally to you. I really do think that the primary motivations or justifications for getting an agency is competency and skill, but then also value for money. And, you know, without doubt, there's greater value for money here in the Philippines. And I think that, you know, there's some of the best practitioners in the world here. And especially with things like SEO, with web development, it is now such an internationalized skill. And you might be able to speak to this, Glenn, the kind of the younger generation, they're all growing up, they're all learning all of these skills from exactly the same sources as the people sitting in Silicon Valley. They're all learning online in the coding academies, on YouTube. Is that right? Like, do you sort of see the kind of the young, the keen kind of hackers? They're all just, you know, kind of learning in their own online ecosystems now?
Yeah, well, the great thing about the internet and social media these days is that in previous generations, the degree of skill you have in your particular field depended on the kind of schools and companies that you got into. But the internet kind of changed that for all of us, because now everyone has access to the same material. And a lot of it isn't just text-based. There's a lot of graphics in there. There's a lot of video. So the quality of training across the world has kind of been leveled as a playing field. So you get a lot of international SEOs excelling, you know, much like people in the U.S. do. As a matter of fact, I can give you an experience, you know, a personal experience of mine. When I started in SEO in 2008, I've been reading training materials from Moz and all that, you know, all the big internet, you know, SEO websites in the world, like Search Engine Land. And I would always see promotions in there for their big conferences, like the biggest of which would be SMX West, which is held in Silicon Valley every year. So if you told me in 2008 that, Glenn, you just started in SEO, and in 7 years, you'll be speaking in SMX West in Silicon Valley, I would, you know, tell you to stop, to lay off the weed, because that's never going to happen. Like, little old me sitting here in the Philippines is never...
Well, tell us about that. How did that come to pass, Glenn?
Well, when I started blogging in 2013, people tended to take notice. I didn't realize it, but I happened to have insights on SEO that were a little bit unique, not just to Filipinos, but also to people in the West. And when they opened up the speaker slots for SMX West in 2015, I said, what the hell, if I get, you know, rejected, no one would ever find out about it. But in a couple of weeks, they emailed me and they said they'd love for me to speak in SMX West. And yeah, the rest was history. After that, I spoke in a couple more US conferences, and speaking alongside, you know, some of the top SEO celebrities in the U.S., if you can call it that, like the people who spoke in PeepCon. Yeah. it was such a humbling experience, but at the same time, it's so empowering because, you know, as you know, even if you're halfway across the world doing your own thing, studying this by yourself, you can actually compete with some of the best that the industry has to offer. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And that is really the message I'm trying to get through to everyone on this podcast. You know, for people sitting in the West, it's important for them to know that there's incredible skills here in the Philippines, but also anywhere in the world, and kind of go shopping for skills based on the skills, not based on where people are sitting or what school they went to. And then equally for people here in the Philippines, you know, they have an incredible opportunity in this online economy. Yeah? Whereas previously, people were limited to the, I don't know, the factories or the businesses in their hometown, but now they really can be the best people in the world, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Fantastic. And so GDI then, what do you do? And I suppose if people aren't really into this whole SEO and optimization world, what does GDI do? And what are, I suppose, some kind of keys to getting your website recognized?
All right. So basically, GDI does search engine optimization. So that means it's our job to make you appear on Google when your target customers enter keywords that are related to your business. So if they enter search terms that describe your products or services, you should appear in the first few results of Google in order for you to stand the best chance of being clicked on and, you know, entertaining that lead. So that's our responsibility. So GDI does full SEO campaigns, and what that means is that we take care of everything from the technical aspects to the publicity aspects plus the on-page aspects of your SEO campaign. Everything from content creation to link building, we take care of. But we've also discovered that there are opportunities for piecemeal types of services wherein we only create content for one particular client, and we only build links for another particular client. So that's also something that we do. As a matter of fact, I can't name them, but some of the top agencies in the US, in Hong Kong, and in Singapore actually source the work to GDI. So you'll be paying, you know, crazy amounts of money for these big agencies, but the work is actually being done here, right in my office in the Philippines. So, right. Yeah.
That's cool to know, huh? Because it is, you know, we mentioned this previously, and in theory, a lot of this, well, it's all about, a lot of the work is quite sort of highly repetitive. There's a huge amount of technical knowledge and skill required, but then also there's quite a lot of man hours involved in building these big sites and going through all the processes and building the links and reaching out to people, yeah? It's actually quite a time-intensive industry, isn't it?
It is. And circling back to your, you know, the last point that you made, what does it take for a website to rank well on Google? It's, as you said, a combination of a lot of things. There are technical aspects to it, which, you know, basically boil down to your website being stable, being crawlable to Google, being quick loading. And then there's the content aspect of it because, you know, it's hard for Google to trust and endorse a website that doesn't have a lot of really good content in it. So if you think about websites like Wikipedia, those are just super comprehensive content pieces on just about anything you can think of. So that's kind of the model. You don't have to be Wikipedia, but as long as you behave like an online authority in your field, then that will be good for your SEO. And then another aspect of it would be the promotional or the publicity aspect, because it's not just what you do on your website that matters to Google. It's also what the other websites on the web say about you. And if you want to get like votes of confidence from other websites, you have to get mentioned and linked to, because that's the kind of signal that Google is looking for it to come to the conclusion that, aha, this is the website that other people always talk about. Why don't I put this ahead of the others? Because it seems to be the hot topic all the time on all these online discussions. So that's kind of SEO and its elements in a nutshell.
Right. Fantastic. And if people, I mean, it's kind of a loaded and silly question, but if people are a little bit worried about outsourcing to the Philippines, is there any difference between engaging GDI versus any sort of local SEO agency?
Well, it's easier to sue your local SEO agency, that's for sure, because you know, you have disputes. That's the recourse that you can take. But other than that, and people don't really like, you know, suing each other all that much. If you outsource to the Philippines, the upside is that even if you have a dispute, the rates are so small compared to what it is in the US or in the UK that it's probably going to be negligible anyway. But other than that, you know, there's a huge upside to working in the Philippines as long as you choose the right practitioners, whether that's a freelancer or that's an agency. You just have to put in the work to, you know, inform yourself on who the legitimate players are. And if you, you know, and from there, as long as you know who the legit ones are, it's just a matter of preference in which ones you like, you know, to talk to the best, which ones have specialized in the right areas that are, you know, relevant to your business and that kind of stuff.
Right. And where do you see this going in the next 10, 20 years? Do you see like a major shift to everyone sourcing in the Philippines? Do you see a major shift in what kind of SEO is in itself? How do you see this whole industry shaping up over the next 10, 20 years?
Good question. I don't think search is going anywhere. Like, it's going to evolve for sure. Like, people right now are evolving to a point wherein they search with their mouths rather than their fingers. And I'm talking about, you know, voice search as opposed to regular typing. Some big shifts have already happened, actually. Mobile searches have taken, you know, the majority of the search volume in that Google processes every day over, you know, regular desktop searches. So that's not in the future. That's already happening today. So mobile is going to be king for the next decade or so. Voice search is going to be one of the keys as far as SEO is concerned. And to your point about the Philippines and the future of the local industry, I can see it still working out for the next 10 years. But the Philippines, what made the Philippines boom in terms of outsourcing from the beginning, whether it's call centers or digital marketing or other stuff like that, is that it's a developing country with lower costs of living. So aside from that, it also had a population that basically knew how to speak English, you know, or at least very basic English. That's been our edge over a lot of other developing countries where services are outsourced. But, and this is a big but every year the Philippine economy grows by about 6.5%. And in a decade, that's 65% GDP growth. Good things are going to happen economically for the Philippines. But when the economy gets better, so does the, you know, the cost of living kind of rises with it. So I'm not sure in 10 years if the costs in the Philippines are going to be quite as cheap. I do believe that Filipinos will find a way to make the prices still competitive, you know, relative to the West and other countries. But I do see that being something of a puzzle that we have to solve. And I'm optimistic that we can.
Yeah, it's an irony, isn't it? Because, of course, the Philippines doesn't want to be a developing country forever, and it's good to be more affluent. But then, yeah, it kind of loses that edge that brought it, that affluence, which is the kind of cost-effective human resource, yeah.
I think it's similar to what's happening to China, wherein before everyone was below the poverty line, and now the middle class is the majority and they want to get paid more. So some factories are moving to Vietnam. So I hope that doesn't happen with the service sector in the Philippines. And as I said, I think we're flexible to price changes. So I'm sure we can make it work, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's still incredible growth in the Philippines in terms of population now. There's like about 500,000 university graduates every year. And as you say, there's generally incredible levels of English everywhere. Very young population in the Philippines. So I think it has a lot of good demographics going for it. So Glenn, if people are interested in GDI or knowing more about SEO or knowing more about how to outsource their SEO, how do they generally engage with you? Or is it sort of you take a look at websites and give them an idea, or is it like a menu of services?
All right. Well, they can just go to my website, glendemands.com, or Google my name. I'm sure I'll pop up on social media and my own website. And from there, they can just send me a message, tell me what their goals are, tell me what their needs are, if they are already aware of what specific services they need. And from there, what we do is provide you a free audit of your website to see what's working for you and what's not and what needs to be done. So all of our price quotes are custom. So we only charge for the services that you really need. So that's what been one of our advantages, because other agencies here in the Philippines try to give you this blanket package with all the bells and whistles, which you don't. So we as an agency make an effort to provide the best value for money. So what we only recommend is only the stuff that you really need to rank, and then we base the quote off of that.
Fantastic. That's great. And I really do encourage everyone out there to consider GDI, but also just consider outsourcing to the Philippines, because there's incredibly capable people over here at great prices. So, and if people do just want to get in contact with you, is that the best website, or what's the best way?
Yeah, that's the best way. And you can just Google like SEO Philippines, SEO Company Philippines. I'll come up there for sure. So yeah.
Fantastic. And of course, all of that will be in the show notes. Thank you so much, Glenn.
Thank you so much, Derek. Happy to have, spoken to your audience. And it was a great experience being on your podcast.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate your time. Okay, that was Glenn Demandal of GDI. If you want to get in touch with Glenn or know any more about this episode, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/206. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.